OG Leak, you know, and
Just Dale
we got
for
Just
real.
Dale in the house with the book right there. Oh my gosh, come on. I see you.
Promo,
so what's
man.
I'm back on the road. I'm back on the road. I'm back in that mode. In the trap with them bows, yeah. Can't sell a hold and I'm breaking it down long as packages get sold, yeah. Even with Chev on the phone, cause they put a 10-pack on the hole, yeah. But I just took an 8 out of Wells. Heard the plucks and the play through the mill. Quarterback making plays in the field. Got my weight up on niggas, I'm breaking the scale. I put that pen in for real. Came from the mud and they hate me still.
So
I
check out the Wrong Agenda Podcast.
This is the Wrong Agenda Podcast.
Yeah. Oh, nah, I'm saying it was good, man. I know we've been touring and all that. We've been...
Yes.
Doing other projects, man. So
yes.
What you got for the people, man? What's tell them what's new, man? Tell them what's up.
Man, it's been a lot going on, bro. It has been a long time.
Don't spoil it.
I'm just glad to be back, man. I'm glad to be back. Of course, I know the book. Everything's been going on. I'm glad to be
grounded.
Back. Feels good to be getting back to basics. I'm still tired, as y'all can see. But, you know, we had to do it for the 1K. We hit 1K subs on YouTube. We
got a giveaway coming up. Yes.
Holla at us. What's
up? Big one.
We've matured.
Big one.
We've matured. We have matured. What happened with our... What was Marcus Houston? Immature, I'm mature, IMX. We in the IMX phase right now. We in the IMX phase.
Yeah, we almost there. You know, so.
What's good with you though, man?
Nothing, man. Just chilling, working on, you know, projects and just grinding, trying to get it.
Yeah, man. World opening up.
Definitely, man. What's one of the things you look forward to now that the world is opening up, like, completely?
Food. If y'all would have seen me a few months ago, crazy. Well, actually, I think y'all might have seen on one of those little reality shows. Crazy, man. I'm glad I'm finally starting to lose weight, but I want the food, bro. I need the food.
I agree. I mean, and I just want to piggyback off that. More episodes coming soon. Stay tuned. It's gonna be live. It's about to get crazy.
Oh yeah, we got some good stuff about to go
down.
We
got some stuff in the works. Y'all about to see some real, even behind the scenes stuff. Y'all might see. You know what I mean? We might throw something in there. You know what I mean? Just stay tuned and check it out. Stuff that I'm looking forward to, just traveling and having fun, man. You know what I mean? Because we've been locked down for, I don't even know how many months now. You know what I mean? You know, you go crazy after a while. So I just want to get out, travel, have fun, enjoy life with the fam. You know what I mean? Meet new people, collab with new people, work on any type of projects. Like, we here. I'm ready to get back to work.
Ready to get back to work. That's what's up. Let's do that.
For sure.
The Wrong Agenda Podcast. We going into another year. We still here. They told us we wasn't going to be here.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But we here.
We here. So y'all listen up. They say most podcasts don't make it past 7 episodes. We way past that. We official. We legit.
Yeah.
It's season now. Season. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Knock the dust off. We veterans now. We been in this.
Now I got a question for you, because, you know, we both from New York and whatever. This past week that just happened, I know you probably seen, like, on Instagram or something, where these people are going into the subway in that little flooded water. If you were still up there, you know, you work, you coming home from work, are you getting in that water?
I definitely did not see this at all. What
Oh, you
it?
Didn't see it? So basically, what happened with the subway is it rained really hard last week, so the subway started flooding, basically. So all that dirty rat water, whatever. Yes. So imagine you going down into the subway, and before you get to the last five steps, you start to, it's basically like a pool of water up to, I would say, your waist.
What?
Yeah, it was insane. You know, they got video of people, some people going in there. There was this one dude, he tried to put plastic bags, a plastic bag on, and the shit defeated the purpose.
I ain't doing it, bro. I don't like wet socks. I'm not doing it. That's some bullshit. New York, you my hometown. I love you for what I love you for, but that's some bullshit. Don't have people in dirty subway water. And if you're a person, don't go in the dirty subway water, because I don't know how me and you can have a conversation after you do something like that. That's nasty.
Yo, the water was, it was like, you just knew it was all black and it was disgusting.
Bro, people was, I'm not, if I have work, that's a legitimate excuse. I'm not going to work. I'm not doing it.
But I think people was at work and they was on their way home.
I'm not going home. Work is going to keep me. They pay me overtime too. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
I'd have to walk home that day on Uber.
Bro, I'm going to want to cut myself from the waist down off.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Nah, bro. I don't condone it. I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it. No, thank you.
Nah, I couldn't do it. Couldn't do it.
McGregor, Conor McGregor, third fight with Dustin.
I'm not gonna lie. I didn't watch the fight, but I watched the broken ankle or leg or. And I ain't gonna lie to you. I think it's over for him. I think it's a wrap. Career done. I don't think he's gonna fight again after that.
I did watch the fight, and I gotta say, before that happened, I wasn't too excited about it. But I kind of felt like if he lost this fight, his career is pretty much over in the minds of most people. But because the way it ended, he might have a chance, but only to rematch that, and then he has to win. So I think he bought himself some time with the broken foot, leg, whatever it is. Okay.
So do you think he was winning the fight or before that happened?
No, I think the fight was either even or he was just starting to lose it. But he was not winning the fight. But he could have won. Who knows? You know how those UFC things go. But yeah. Last fight he had with the dude, he got KO'd. This fight, he KO'd himself. I mean, I guess they could do it again. That was already the third fight. He KO'd the dude in the first fight. So I guess they could go again. But do we really care that much? Not that much.
Nah.
What is he on? 5-6 losses now? It's like,
yeah, it's over.
Let's get to the next guy.
He's on his Adrian Broner. He's done. But speaking of, you know, fights, I just want to know, like, what fights are you looking forward to seeing next?
I was looking forward to the Wilder fight, but I don't know if you heard, it just got rescheduled. Yeah, Tyson Fury and his camp all got COVID. So, yep.
Okay. I mean, yeah.
No date yet, but pushed back for sure because it was supposed to be next week or the week after or something like that.
So, yeah, I definitely want to see that.
I was kind of looking forward to that. Who else? Clarissa's going back in another MMA fight.
Yeah, I want to see that.
I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch it. I'm definitely going to watch it.
She's doing her thing right now. I ain't going to lie. She's doing her thing. Can't front.
I'm going to watch it. Errol Spence Jr. and Pacquiao. That's probably my most anticipated fight right now. That's what I'm waiting on. That I'm going to definitely. Might put some money up for that one, depending on what the odds are. if they got Pac-Man too high. I'm sorry, Pac-Man, I'm betting against you, buddy.
So regardless, it's, you with Spence, regardless.
Yeah, but if they got Spence as the favorite, then I might just not bet because those odds be stupid sometimes.
Odds be crazy. Dude.
Yeah, when I'm going to make a dollar on it.
Did Raquel announce her fight yet? I don't know. I know she's training. I don't know
if she's fighting as of yet. Yeah, I didn't see anything.
I feel like there's another. I feel like there's another. I know Tank just destroyed.
Tank just had an amazing fight. Both of those dudes did their thing.
They did their thing, but Tank, he went. He, you know what I mean?
It was rough for him in the beginning round. It was a great fight.
Mayweather hit him with that. You know what I mean? Like, it ain't looking good for you. He stepped it up.
I ain't gonna lie, that might be my favorite fight period of the year. That might be my favorite sports event of the year.
I'm proud of that young boy. He put that battery in his back. That nigga.
Tank did his thing. Barrios, he did his thing. I'm looking forward to seeing both of them.
I don't want to cut you off. I just had to bring this up before I forget. I mean, it's still a battle, but it's not boxing. What did you really honestly think about the Bow Wow Soulja Boy versus, man? Come on now.
How about that, man?
Come on now.
Yo, okay, so. I actually watched it 2 times, believe it or not. What? I like the battle.
You watched it more.
I watched it twice. I went from saying I wasn't gonna watch it, but then I'm like, Draco's my dude. I like Draco. Bow, he's Bow. You can't dislike Bow Wow. Like you gotta be like a hater.
Bow's the man.
So I was like, I'm gonna just check it out. And I checked it out. I didn't watch it from the beginning, so I was like, dang, you know, to be fair. Because it looked like Bow Wow smoked Draco. I'm going to watch it from the beginning just to be fair. Because everybody's like, nah, you know, he has some. And he did have some in the beginning, but nah, he got smoked.
He's a comedian, man. I think that was his. He was trying to try out to be a comedian. You know what I'm saying? He was just trying to be funny. He knew he wasn't going to win that.
Made it even worse because they had an audience at this one, like a real audience.
And if you know
Jermaine Dupri and the way that he like grooms people to perform, like Bow Wow looked like a machine at his performance. And Soulja was just like doing shit that I would probably be doing on stage, like no idea what's going on. And Bow Wow's just in there, he got every move. Him and Justin, like just like two robots. Oh, like the whole
shout out to my boy Just, man.
The performance was crazy. That's fan like right there. You can't mess with Bow Wow on stage like that, man. It's just he's been doing it forever. He's just one of those guys you're not gonna outperform him easily unless you're like Cisco or something.
Yeah, definitely. I was with Bow from the get go. Soulja, I mean, I like Draco. He cool, whatever. But Bow's my dude. That's point blank, period.
Right.
It is what it is. Right. Then he brought out my man. Oh, it got crazy, man.
His side was stacked.
Like he was ready for
Pimpin, the
Brat. I feel like he was ready for anything, bro.
His side was stacked. He was
ready.
And Soulja brought out Romeo. That was a low blow. I don't even know how that came about. Like that whole thing.
That didn't even make sense.
I don't know how it came about, man.
He just needed somebody to fill those other song slots, I feel like.
And
it had to be that person because of their back and forth. Yeah. Of how, you know what I mean? He was his rival. Not really rivals, but that's the way the people made it seem. So
Right.
It only made sense.
But he came out there with the rap snacks. I feel that. You know what I'm saying? That's the one thing I could say about Roman P. They stand by and they support their shit. So
that's
how you do it.
You already know what P said. Get yourself some product.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's where it's at. You know what I mean? Go shop the merch, y'all. We'll get the book.
Always.
I learned that from P, man.
That's a fact. You know what I'm saying?
Do what you do.
That's a fact.
But yeah, yeah, that battle, I enjoyed it though. It was good overall. It was probably up there in my top three favorites for sure, for sure.
Well, your top three favorite verses?
Verses.
Now I gotta ask, man, what's your top three favorite verses?
All right. Bow and Soldiers, I will put at three just because of the, like, that's, I'm all with that, with the Bow and Soldier.
Okay.
And then at two, I gotta give it to X and Snoop because that was like one of the dopest
most, epic like, chunks.
Anybody could have listened to that back and forth, and you probably been rocking out the whole time. There was not really any dead spots in between it. But my favorite battle really was Jonte Austin and Neo, only because they showed a lot of musical talent and they were playing songs that they wrote for people. Mm-hmm. So that was like a next level battle to me because it's like, oh, you singing, but you writing, you making hits for other people. Like, that was like a high up level battle right there. That was like something different. So I really fucks with that one.
I gotta say, for me, it's kind of the same, but it's
okay. It's, my honorable mention will be Jeezy and Gucci though. that was
dope though. That was yes, one that I.
That's my honorable mention.
I gotta throw in the Jeezy and Gucci, the Brandy and Monica, and the last one was
Don't you say Ron Isley, man?
Nah, Ron Isley, that dude, bro.
That
shit was just crazy. It was.
I didn't watch
Scott Storch.
Oh, Scott
and Manny Fresh. Yo,
Manny was attacking Scott Storch, bro.
But Storch has some.
Yeah, he. But Manny was like.
But I like that battle. I like that battle though.
I didn't watch the Trina and Eve. I didn't watch that.
I didn't watch that shit either. I started to though, but then I fell asleep before they came on. It took too long. Yeah.
I might check it out.
The Swizzy and Timbo, the shit that when they did it over, I ain't watched it either. But I watched the first one. The first one was dope. They did
that. Who would you want to see next? Because you know they're running out of people. They're running out of people.
Shit. Who would I want to see next? Jagged Edge and 112.
Okay.
If it's single people, that one is hard. Only because I want some dope artists.
Go big, man. It's anybody. You can pick anybody, period. Go big.
It had to be 50 and Jay.
Jay-Z?
Mm-hmm.
And 50? You would put Jay-Z and 50?
I put Jay-Z and 50 only because even though I'm 50 all the way, but I like Jay-Z's first few albums. I know they're gonna attack me for that, but anything before the Black Album, I fucked with.
I feel like Jay-Z fanboys and 50 fanboys, there's nobody gonna be on the fence. There's either gonna be, you either coming into this battle as a 50 fanboy
or a Jay fanboy, for sure.
It's like, that's even though they both was around kind of the same time for part of the same time and they both had hits.
But I feel like Jay got more riders though. Different. Jay got more people that they don't understand him and they ride with him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like he got a bigger fan base because who he is.
That's true.
A lot of these people don't even listen to them. They just fans.
Yeah,
they're just fans.
That's the truth. I'm not a big Jay-Z fan. Everybody knows that. I enjoy some of his music, but I'm not I gotta listen to that. I'm never in the mood for Jay-Z. Put it like that. It sounds crazy, but I'm never like, damn, I should put on some Jay-Z for this.
No, never. But if I'm working out or if I'm on the road and I need to stay up, I need to 50.
I'm saying there's a lot of circumstances I listen to 50, like, damn, you need to throw in some G Unit or 50, but I don't really ever see or hear myself being like, yo, man, put on that Jay-Z. Like, nah.
It gotta just come on for me to be like,
oh, yeah. I'll vibe out to it.
I remember this. I'll vibe out to it,
but I'm just never in that type of mode where I gotta listen to some Jay-Z. It's just not me.
So I got a question, man. If that's the case, then do you consider some of his music as timeless?
Jay-Z's music?
Does he have a timeless record? That's my question.
Does he have a timeless record?
Yes. Does he have at least one timeless record?
Yes, he does. He does. He has a few.
I believe he does.
He has a few, but
like Song Cry.
It's because of the content of the song that makes it timeless. Like, he has a few records, for sure. If you listen to them and the words, they always gonna mean something.
We about to catch a big Jay-Z fan beef for this. I ain't gonna hold you.
That's all right.
Yeah.
I'm ready for it. I'm ready for the show.
It is.
He got timeless records because the content of his records is kind of like, and now people are gonna get upset about this too, but kind of like how Tupac has these songs that apply no matter what time it is. Jay-Z mm-hmm. has songs like that are always applied to people at certain times. Sure.
And I feel like 50 also.
50 has some too, but not as much.
I don't think as much, but he has some. Yeah. Like in the club. That's definitely timeless.
Yeah. In a club.
Nah, it's timeless, bro.
21 Questions, I would say, is timeless. That's a record that's gonna go no matter what. He has a few. In the club, I don't know, man.
You don't know?
The lyrics on the club, they kind of just like.
You don't think so? I feel like it is.
Because I'm thinking about like Jay-Z with the Sir, Do You Know What I'm Stopping You For? Like, that song is always going to apply.
That's always going to be relevant.
In the club, bottle full of bub. Do people even do ecstasy anymore? Like, I don't know.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Like, people might not get that for long.
I'll give you that.
And this is coming from, I'm not a Jay guy, but I give him that. Like, he got some records that are just like, you know. So maybe that's his lane.
Maybe.
But 50 definitely got records that's going to get you hype.
Somebody
hurt.
Especially somebody hurt or you working out in the gym, you know what I mean?
Keep you focused.
That's for sure. I know everybody looking for back to the movies and all that, man. Just be safe.
I've been to the movies a couple of times. Had to see that Fast and the Furious.
I still ain't see that. I gotta go see that.
I
ain't gonna lie. That's one joint that I look forward to going to the movies for, because the experience is just different when you got the sound. Even though I got the surround sound in the house, it's still different when you in the theater, bro. You know what I mean? It's in the house. Not everybody got movie theaters in their house.
I feel attacked.
hey, you got movie theater, man. You made it.
I made it when I got a desk. That's when you see this. I got a desk now. That's how. Out of all the things I have, I didn't feel accomplished until I got a desk. Now I feel important.
I mean, listen, really, we've been working. You deserved it. We've been working. We've been grinding, man. You know?
That's
only going to get better from here. We only going up.
We're only going up, man. Fast and the Furious. I seen Mortal Kombat. I seen A Quiet Place 2. I was on my movie shit. I was, you know, I like to I'll go and do it.
My man got the movie pass. He got a movie pass.
Yo.
You ain't low. You got movie pass.
Movie pass, $18 for not shouting them out because they don't pay me. Yo, it's been the Wrong Agenda Podcast, man. It's your boy, Just Dale. My co-host, OG Lee. We back like cooked crack. You already know what it is. Fresh off of doing all kinds of stuff, touring, shooting stuff, dope stuff coming, dope stuff happening. I'm tired as hell right now, but I said I got to do this because we got 1K subscribers on YouTube, and we got to represent that. We got some dope. We're going to do a giveaway. I'm not going to give it away. I'm not going to give away the giveaway. But we are going to give it away.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, we are going to give it away. I'm going to post that real soon. We're going to tell you how to do it, how to enter, how to get this exclusive item. It's not a t-shirt. It's an exclusive
item. Shop the merch.
It's going to be worth some bread.
Yeah.
Shop the merch. You know what I'm saying? We got some new stuff up there if y'all haven't been around for a minute. And, yo, we appreciate y'all back rocking with us. We happy to be back, and we back consistently, and we're going to be doing this. We're going to have some more shit talking. We're going to be doing some more what we do best and throw some interviews in there. We're going to have some people in. We got some surprises, and, you know, it's going to be a good thing. Just rock out with us. It's a long way to sign off. You know what I'm saying? Cue the music. TopPriorityClothing.com, man. Go get that.
Yes, sir.
All right. We out. I gotta stop it.